The Berkshire Botanical Garden in Stockbridge, Massachusetts is reopened and has returned to its ambitious event calendar for the season, including but not limited to an outdoor sculpture exhibit curated by Beth DeWoody entitled Taking Flight, an indoor exhibition of Gregory Crutzen's firefly photographs, and of course tons of nature-made art in the forms of flowers and plants, shrubs, bushes, and trees. Mike Beck is the executive director of the Berkshire Botanical Garden, and he joins us this morning for an update on what is happening at Berkshire Botanical Garden. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you on the back to have you back on the show. We always love having you here. So, what has this year been like, and what have the last few weeks and months been like in getting ready for what you're presenting to us this morning?
Well, it's been crazy busy, as you can imagine. We're so excited to be getting back to normal after a very unusual year last year, where even though we had a lot of visitors to the gardens, we couldn't do a lot of our other programming. And so a lot of what we had planned for 2020 was actually, you know, shelved, and we thought we would bring that back this year. So this year is just a smorgasbord of all these different things that are happening at BBG all season long. So we're very, very excited.
So What was your status last summer, and how did it affect you, and what are you able to do now that you weren't able to do a year ago?
Sure. So last year, when COVID restrictions started, we immediately had to change our plans to open. We usually open on May 1st. We couldn't do that, so we were completely shuttered until the beginning of June, actually exactly a year ago. And then when we did reopen, we couldn't have any of our buildings open. We had to have capacity controls. We couldn't have any big events on site. But people still loved coming to visit. They really wanted a sort of safe outdoor experience, and that was really encouraging for us. And we really wanted to be there for the community through sort of the depths of the pandemic. Now, of course, with things rapidly improving and rapidly lifting in terms of the remaining restrictions that Governor Baker discussed a couple of weeks ago, we're really full steam ahead. So we have no more restrictions in place. We still want to provide a safe environment, obviously, to everyone who visits here. But we can once again open our art gallery inside, our teaching kitchen, our library. All of our indoor spaces are once again open, and we're now really excited to bring back all of these bigger community events that we're known for the whole duration of the season, and they will all be back in place for 2021.
So what's it like planning all that when you don't really know?
It's been a kind of a nail biter, as you can imagine. You really learn to be very nimble and very quick to change course as necessary. But I'll tell you, it's been really gratifying too, because a lot of our nonprofit partners here in the area, in the region, we've sort of coalesced together, and we've formed a much tighter bond. We check in on one another. We see what everyone is doing and how everyone's dealing with the various restrictions and the changing landscape. And so that's been terrific. And I think that's something that'll probably, continue going forward. We're a much tighter knit group now.
All right. So some special things to talk about. Let's talk about Taking Flight. This is a very cool sculpture exhibit outdoors. Beth DeWoody, tell us about this and how it came about.
Sure. So Taking Flight was one of the themes that we had and envisioned for 2020, and that was one of the ones that got shelved and delayed for 2021. But we really thought of this as a sort of symbol of where we were as a botanical garden. We're really excited. We have big plans for the future. We're growing physically and in terms of all the programming. So we said, Taking Flight is the perfect title for where we are in our state right now as a botanical garden. But for this sculpture exhibit, we thought it would be really fun to take a little more literal approach to taking flight and really asking contemporary artists to focus on artwork that relates to flying creatures, and it's primarily birds in this case. So we have six contemporary artists featured, and they were brought to us through the hard work of Beth Rudin DeWoody, who was a wonderful friend to the garden, but she is very well known in the art world. She's an art collector. She's an art supporter. So she was really instrumental in putting this show together for us, and we're in the final throws right now to putting everything together. Literally this week, we have six different sculptures going into grounds to be ready for our opening reception this Friday, the 11th.
How would you describe them for the radio listener?
So the sculpture is contemporary art, definitely, but it's quite figurative. So you will see actual birds in a lot of the work, but it's varied as well. So we have this really cool sculpture by internationally famous artist named Tracy Emin coming to us from the UK, and it's literally a 12-foot bronze pole with a tiny little bird at the very top. So you were meant to sort of stand underneath it and try to look up and see if you can see the little bird at the very top. That piece is called Roman Standard. We also have a terrific custom-made or commission-made mosaic piece of spotted owls. So it looks like an ancient Greek icon made in mosaic, and that's going to be installed as a sort of folly wall in the middle of our gardens. And then we have smaller sculptures. We have a large wooden sculpture of a lying bird. I don't want to call it a dead bird, although some people would think it's a dead bird because it's not flying. So we have all kinds of interpretations of birds that will sort of grace our grounds.
And then the other thing that I mentioned in the introduction are the indoor exhibition of Gregory Crutzen's Firefly photographs. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're really excited to work with Gregory and his team, of course. He has a studio nearby here, and he's been a friend to the garden as well. And we've talked for a while to see whether we could have an exhibit of his works here. And probably a lot of your listeners are familiar with his current work, sort of a very large-scale color photographs, a lot of them staged here in the area, in the Berkshires. But this show is actually going to focus on some of his earlier works. It's a series that he did in 1996 where he spent a summer photographing, taking black and white photographs of fireflies. And so we thought it would be really cool to have that kind of a show exhibited here during firefly season. You know, it's literally just starting. I saw the first one in my backyard the other day. And it's going to be very sort of dark and moody. We're going to have the gallery sort of low, lit very low with the windows covered. So it'll give you really this sort of sense of being out in nature and seeing these firefly images. And they're very, they're quite stark. They're quite modern looking, I would say. But it shows the movement of the fireflies and the little points of light. I think it's going to be very, very cool to see.
So what he would do, from my understanding of the work, is that he would basically come up to the Berkshires from New York, spend the summer, and take these photographs of these of the fireflies.
Correct. Yes. And he did that back, as I said, back in the 1990s,
right.
And not a lot of people have seen that early work. And we will be featuring 20 of those. And they're all similarly formatted black and white photographs, quite small in scale. So it's kind of intimate. You have to really look at them pretty closely. But I think they will work really well in our, 18th century converted building that is now our art exhibit space.
One of the things that's so fascinating about it is just, first of all, how much light a firefly can give off in these photographs is really incredible. but they are moody. It's fun because we all think of like our childhood memories of fireflies, but to see it in this way, there's a neat even a little bit of a spooky quality to it.
Absolutely. Whenever I see one, I sort of wonder how that even is possible. I was a biologist before I became involved in the nonprofit world, but I still don't fully understand how they make those little bugs actually light up in the middle of the night sky.
You know, Mike, one of my favorite things ever was the New York Times used to have a science question section. I remember this from it was my father had taken it out of the Times and put it up on his office bulletin board, and it was a Q&A letter, and basically, it was a letter from a New Yorker living on the Upper East Side, saying that they had come in contact with a radioactive cockroach, and they were very concerned about this radioactive cockroach. And the scientist that was answering the mail for the New York Times had to tell them that there was such a thing called a firefly, and it wasn't radioactive, and they didn't have to worry about it. So. Back to the garden, and so you are very much, this is year-round planning for you and the thinking of what to present to people. So where are we right now in the growing, blooming process, as it were?
Well, the gardens are literally about to pop. You know, we had the hot weather and now the rain. And so, you know, early June is really when a lot of the gardens in our region, including here at BBG, really start to pop. And it's exciting for our horticulture team. They've been very busy just getting the grounds looking wonderful. There's a lot of maintenance happening, but there's also new gardens that they are working on installing and upgrading constantly. So we have a garden area right outside our main visitor center and the parking lot, which is called the TATCON Entry Garden. And that has been completely redesigned this year by the horticulture team. So it's going to be featuring lots of new perennials and has a brand new color scheme and brand new theme. So that's always exciting when we have new gardens to showcase. But we also have, you know, constantly upgrading and updating the plant collections that we have. So Matt Turnbull, who is our director of horticulture, and his team have been busy planting our woodland areas with sort of spring ephemerals and other plants that we didn't have yet. And so we're constantly trying to build our collection of living things at the same time as we're maintaining what we already have.
I would direct folks to your website, berkshirebotanical.org. You have this amazing calendar of events on there that goes from now through September, and it's pages and pages long, which is just great because it's a very ambitious schedule and there's a lot of cool stuff coming up, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. Everything from, you know, Music Mondays, which is our sort of live music feature that's happening July through September. And then we have our Family Fridays, which are sort of family programs but featuring lots of animals. And then, of course, you know, we're getting ready for some other big events coming down the pike as well.
Well, I do hope you'll come back and talk to us about those. All kinds of cool things happening at Berkshire Botanical Garden. You are right in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and folks can find out much more by going to the website berkshirebotanical.org, berkshirebotanical.org. Does your office have a cool view?
Yes, I see lots of plants, and I see the kids' education garden, so I could not be happier with my view.
Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah, that's very nice. I would think you, yeah, I would think you could have, you know, the perfect place to see all the beauty below you. That's fantastic. Again, berkshirebotanical.org to find out more information. Mike Beck is the executive director of the Berkshire Botanical Garden. Mike, it is always a great pleasure to have you on our program. I wish you all the luck in the world for this busy summer, and look forward to talking again. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.